The Bush administration would like to see the newly expanded NATO take on a role in Iraq, but NATO officials are hesitant. They're trying to stay focused on the alliance's role in Afghanistan. NATO has undergone major changes in recent years, not only expanding into the Baltics right up to Russia's border, but also revising its mission to remain relevant, as the Cold War military alliance is no longer needed as a counterweight to the Soviet Union. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on NATO as it seeks a role in the war on terrorism.
At a recent donors conference on Afghanistan, some development experts privately joked that NATO had become something of a relief group. They heard officials from the military alliance talk more about building schools than getting troops on the ground. When NATO's new Secretary General, Yabdehub Skefer, talks about the military alliance, he often describes it as an alliance of shared values that's working on ways to reach out to the Arab world while also trying to finish the job in Afghanistan.
The clear and strong political commitment the alliance has made to Afghanistan should, of course, be, for 100%, be translated into providing the necessary resources. And we have come a very long way, but we are not entirely there yet.
Privately, NATO officials say they are worried about a mismatch between NATO's political ambitions and the capabilities it has to carry them out. NATO had trouble sending 6 Dutch helicopters to Afghanistan until Luxembourg agreed to pay for the deployment. And while strained in Afghanistan, NATO is now being asked by the U.S. to consider a role in Iraq. One official said NATO members must now share a collective responsibility for all of the problems in the world. Former U.S. Ambassador to NATO Robert Hunter says there have been growing pains, but none too serious.
When we started out enlarging NATO a decade ago, I invented a phrase which we put to these people. To join NATO, you have to be a producer and not just a consumer of security. And that meant in particular the democratization of forces, their modernization, being compatible with NATO, being able to protect their own societies.
Another NATO watcher, Philip Gordon of the Brookings Institution, says NATO keeps surprising people by reinventing itself. He credits the alliance with helping Central European states reform their militaries, putting civilians in charge, and making defense spending more transparent.
And that actually turned out to be hugely successful. And I think there's scope for a similar sort of role for NATO in the Middle East. I think some of the Central Europeans who are now, of course, in NATO will be helpful in that regard in working with the Middle Eastern countries, showing how you transfer from dictatorship and autocracy to democracy and a role for the military and society. So that's not your traditional defense role for NATO, but I think it's an important political role that the alliance can play.
As for the war on terrorism, NATO is also expanding its maritime patrols in the Mediterranean and planning security for the Athens Olympics. Militarily, the new NATO states bring limited resources, so-called niche capabilities. Few expect the alliance's decision-making to change much. What could change is its relations with Russia.
Our attitude to this enlargement is calm, but negative.
Russia's defense minister, Sergei Ivanov, made clear in a speech in Washington that he is none too happy to see Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania in NATO. He urged NATO not to build up military hardware in the Baltics, which are not part of the Conventional Forces in Europe treaty.
Of course, there is still a window of opportunity for Russia-NATO partnership. And today, it is up to NATO, and first and foremost, to the United States of America, to prevent this window from getting completely shut.
Bush administration officials have tried to downplay Russian anger, saying the Russians shouldn't worry about the 4 F-16 NATO fighters sent to patrol Baltic airspace. But while Russia questions why NATO is even needed anymore, NATO is trying to reinvent itself and is encouraging Russia to think about how it can cooperate with the alliance to meet the world's new threats. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.